Hi everyone, it's Kevin. Today is March 5th, and with the once-in-a-generation growth we're experiencing now, someone who's joining Electric Boat today is not just taking a job, but really launching a career. And with me on today's podcast is Kurt Hesch. He's our Senior VP of Programs, and Kurt has been with Electric Boat for more than 40 years. He's somebody whose leadership I rely on every single day, and he brings some really unique perspective to our business. So I thought it'd be insightful to have a conversation with Kurt about how he's navigated his career, what he looks back on as the formative transition points along the way, and maybe some of you listening might find that helpful as you begin or perhaps at the midpoint in your career. So Kurt, you joined back in 1980, fresh out of school.
Yeah, I was an engineering grad out of UMass, and I was joining the defense business at a time everybody knew that we had an adversary in Russia. EB was booming, people and ships everywhere. And my job at the time was evaluating structural designs, a lot of repair work and some changes on 688 and Ohio class for cost reduction. I got out of building 221, which is where my desk was, to go down on to the boats down the shipyard and on ship checks. And frankly, one of the ones I remembered after thinking about this a little bit was an employee suggestion that I was working on Ohio to make it more modular, and that was one I remember got me out of my swim lane to talk to a lot of people outside the engineering community.
So as an employee, and I think it's true for both of us, how you prepare for success and conduct yourself evolves a bit as you progress through your career. So looking back, what served you well when you were starting out as an entry-level engineer?
So one was a belief to do good at the job you're in. That's the number one way to get better is get better at the job you're in every day, and be inquisitive. I mentioned the asking questions about that modular task. That forced me to ask a lot of questions, and being able to move around to learn and be known around the organization is important. And be ready, because at some point you're going to get tasked to do something that you may think you're not fully prepared for. That first ship check I did, I was like, why would you send brand new green me out on a ship check? But it was really good for me. I got to learn a lot, how to deal with a crew and what they wanted from changes on their boat. And that, frankly, that led to me being able to do more ship checks.
I agree with that. And in my own experience, I know that understanding this business really requires you to move around. And we've got a great opportunity here. This is a big company with lots of different opportunities in a lot of different departments, and moving around the organization sure taught me a lot about how this business operates. So looking back at that first phase of your career, was there a particular project that you remember for its impact on you and the business?
So the one that I'd say changed the trajectory a little bit for me at EB first was we had a competition on the forward end of Seawolf, and Seawolf was designed the best submarine you could design. Because of that threat from the Russians, and that was but it was also a competition with Newport News. So that unique opportunity, to me, that was where work became exciting and fun. It wasn't just work, it was exciting and fun. At the end, we did get awarded the aft end design, but Newport News was awarded the forward end design. And frankly, that dovetails to kind of the worst day of my career, because when we were told that at a pretty abrupt termination of that competition was just before halftime, right before we were all getting prepared for our first major design review of that competition. And that was not a good day for me. I remember it many years later.
Well, let's talk about some other roles you've had during your career. So you've become senior vice president now, but there were some steps along the way.
Yeah, I actually turned down my first supervisory job, and it really was an offer, I should say, because I thought that job was a little more of an evaluation job than a create job, and I was somewhat spoiled by that Seawolf forward end experience of creating things. I did become a supervisor shortly thereafter in 1990-91 time frame, and I shifted to a structural group shortly thereafter that was focused solely on the new attack submarine design, which was there to replace the Seawolf program. Gave me a chance to win again, as it was also a competition with Newport News. And that was at a time when the Berlin Wall came down, the Cold War was over, quote unquote. Submarines were reduced, the need for submarines. We weathered a ton of layoffs. including one of which was a welder who had about 15 years experience, had a son that was on the same team I was coaching Little League with. And that hit home very in a very personal way how important the work we were doing right then and urgently was to the lives of our friends and families in the Connecticut and Rhode Island communities. That was in some ways similar to the Columbia program in that we needed to go prepare with a new computer system, the first one we did on computers at all. We had new designers, but they weren't new employees. Most of them transitioned from the trades, but we were all in it together doing new things, and we were using this new thing called the Earned Value Management System, which was tracking our cost and schedule to support that new build. And frankly, we knew that if we cost too much or took too long, that the cancellation of Seawolf could be a cancellation of new attack submarine. As it turned out, you know, it was good. We created some really good things. We expanded the use of modules, even though we had a group that was 90% new hires out of college, and we won. And I'll always believe we won decisively, but at the end of the day, we won. And that eventually led to the next major transition point for me, which was Business Leader Group 1. That was a new thing at Electric Boat at the time, to bring a group of people from all areas of the business together. That was in March of 2003. And during that time frame, I was assigned over to work in the Virginia program on a rotation that eventually stayed there for pretty much a decade. Met great people across that, made a lot of relationships that mattered for me in that new job.
Well, great story from a transition perspective and what it takes. And I think you and I have talked about this offline on many occasions that, you know, as we move on in our careers, you need to differentiate the way you think. What may work for you as an engineer doesn't necessarily work the same way as it does in the program office. And I've been asked the question from young people before, hey, what kind of advice would you give to somebody starting out in their career? And I often tell them, move around, look for those opportunities, do your job well, as you said earlier, and then also understand the environment your company operates in. And in our case at Electric Boat, you really need to understand how we succeed from a financial perspective. And then something that we've been pushing on a lot lately, what your customer needs are. Not necessarily the Navy customer, that's equally important, but who's your internal customer and how do you serve them? So you've certainly had to develop those skill sets over time. Let's talk about other ways people can move forward in their career.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. I mean, when I moved out of what I call the straight engineering to program roles, and to tell you the truth, I never thought I would do that. I was very happy in those straight engineering roles. In many instances, I didn't know what I was missing. But I had to go learn what it takes to get funding and align on contracts to build boats, because that's what we needed to do in the Virginia program. And today we use Many Voices, One Message as a key element of getting Congress to fund ships. We go in fits and starts where how successful we are with the customer, the Navy and on that, and Newport News on that, but that's a key role. We brief Congress and the Navy quite a bit on our programs, and frankly, none of that I learned in engineering school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would agree with that. You've talked about the excitement you felt as a new engineer working on Seawolf, and now here you are. You know, after 40 years at Electric Boat, what excites you about where the business is today?
So I think you've heard me say the opportunity to create is a great challenge and a great thing to go do. And frankly, our adversary has put us in positions where we need more and better submarines. Russia keeps going, developing better and better capabilities in their submarines and their missile launches and some asymmetric threats that they've been working on. China has made no secret of their island chain strategy, trying to further their ability to threaten any carrier strike groups out in the Pacific and any other surface ships for that matter. And those threats are driving a demand signal for more and more capable submarines with advanced sensors and increased payload. So a lot of opportunity to go create things. At the same time, that's true. We get to build a lot of ships. We get to construct a lot of ships. And we were doing a lot when I first got here. We delivered 7 in 1981. To put it in today's perspective, we've delivered seven new construction submarines in about the last decade. So there's that opportunity to build many more is on us. The Navy needs it, whether that's the the new Columbia class, the Virginia variants that we're developing, or the SSNX that is the future. And yes, that's exciting. And frankly, that's opportunity for just about everybody in the business to have the ability to find their niche and grow and move around.
Well, I couldn't agree more with that. I think you're right on. You know, I often quote one of my favorites from Theodore Roosevelt, who often said that one of life's great prizes is to work hard at work worth doing. And, you know, we kind of covered some of that today. Our work is worth doing because it has a great impact personally on our lives and is rewarding just on a personal and professional level. But then you expand that. You think about our families and how meaningful the work is to our families. You think about the region here in southern New England and how important it is to our region. And ultimately, how important our work is to the cause of freedom. And so when I get a chance to talk with young people like you, I think often about how lucky they are to be in a situation where they have an opportunity for not just a job, but a career in shipbuilding, and how meaningful that work is to all of us and will be for generations to come. So Kurt, I want to say thanks for joining us on the podcast today, and hopefully our listeners can take something away that'll help them in their career. We'll talk again soon. Thanks, everyone.